بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته ولي الميامين ومن اهتدى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers, we are today with the third in of Da'wah worship, and we already spoke about what is the Da'wah. We defined it that it is to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala to any and everyone. It is to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala to any and everyone, and we said that this is the duty of the prophets and messengers. Yeah. And then we spoke, we said here it is the best speech, من أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله, was where I say was willing to speak that than the one who calls unto Allah, and is to invite people to Allah Ta'ala. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, ud'u ila sabili rabbika, hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. And the duty of the prophets, ونرسل المرسلين والمبشرين والمنذرين. That is the command of Allah Ta'ala. It is the command of Allah Ta'ala to convey the message. As Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته. We also went through why da'wah is necessary, and we said that it is to spread the clear understanding of Islam, to encourage people to worship Allah alone, to enjoy the good and forbid the evil, to protect people from the fire, and to get a better society, a better society. Who can give da'wah? We said that this is the prophet and messengers, people of knowledge, and they are either scholars or students of knowledge, or even a common Muslim. Or even a common Muslim can give a da'wah. And we spoke about who the da'wah to be given to. Who? But in regard to who can give da'wah, this phrase is phrase one. We're going to speak about the conditions of the da'i. Condition of the da'i. We spoke about who da'wah to be given to. We said first of all the kuffar, of course, because yani most of the Muslims, ikhwan, yani concerned about giving da'wah to the Muslims only. Even they are living amongst the kuffar, they are not active in giving da'wah to the kuffar, and they free themselves and well, inviting each other and correcting each other. That you don't give da'wah to the kuffar. And they are acting exactly like the scholars and students of knowledge in the land of Islam, like in Saudi Arabia, which is wrong. Situation there is different from the situation here. There, they are a society to all Muslims. So the scholars there must correct the Muslims. Must correct the Muslims. But the situation here is different. You guys are living amongst kuffar. If you have no effect on these kuffar, then your stay in here is haram. Your stay in this place is haram, forbidden. You have to have an effect. You have to have you have to be active in calling these people to Allah. Not to turn the land of kuffar to the land of criticism and fighting between Muslims, or members to criticize rulers of Islam, subhanAllah. They live amongst the kuffar and they leave them going to fire, and they just worry about Muslim rulers who are wrong, let's say. And even if they, as they consider kuffar, where are they from these ones here? And they have lots of kuffar here. They cannot reach the rulers, and their court cannot reach the rulers. But they keep criticizing the rulers and name them kuffar for no any benefit. Right. Where are you living? And place all mu'min? If that is the case, I would say, okay, you are now moving from where all iman to correct those others. But to stay in the land of kuffar and amongst the kuffar and leave them among their kufr and free yourself only to criticize your brothers and your Muslim rulers and Muslim scholars, and that shows how big ignorance this person is about. Now, and also, kufr is the greatest. You leave people going to the fire? That's wrong. And then after kuffar, we also direct our da'wah to the innovators. Of course, these are priorities. Our number one target is the kuffar. Why? Even the innovators, the innovators, although they are our great danger, serious danger, but they are lower than the kuffar. They are lower than the kuffar, unless if their innovation is from the matters of kuffar. But, and then also, you go into the different opinions of the scholars. One individual, one of them is called kafir or not, up until the books are given and presented to him properly from someone that he also considers him qualified to do so. While there is no scholar saying that the common Christians, you cannot say he's kafir as an individual. No. Every individual, you can name him, point him, and say kafir. Because he's kafir. الشعر جوع عنده وصعبه he's kafir. Now, so we have to understand this thing. This is clear. For the last, let's say for the last 15 years, show me how many Muslims, how many kuffar became Muslims in this land. Compare it to the number of 15 years in Saudi Arabia. You will not believe it. You will not believe it. How many Christians came to Islam in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, and let me just give you something. We have many Dawah centers in Saudi Arabia which are involved mainly or giving Dawah to the non-Muslims. These nearly, I don't know, about 50-60 centers in the kingdom. Maybe around 10 of them perform Hajj together every year. And they only take new Muslims. New Muslims. Remember this. And they go for Hajj with 700 minimum. New Muslims. And they never perform the Hajj. New Muslim. And even if anyone performs Hajj when he is originally Muslim, they don't have to take it. But they take new Muslims. These are only 10, around 10 or less. Imagine how many. Now tell me, what is the number of people who come to Islam in the UK and every year? And compare it to what happened in Saudi Arabia and let's say Emirates and Kuwait and how many? Hundred thousand. Now look to the number in Saudi Arabia alone. How come this means that the number in Saudi Arabia is higher? Because people there are working. And I'm a member of Dawah Center in Saudi Arabia. They go to the hospitals. They go to the prisons. They go to the beach. They go to the markets, the malls. They make tents. For Dawah, as we are going to see each other. They have Dawah tables. They put pamphlets and flyers in the gas stations, everywhere. But here, in the West, where people are kuffar, you see the Muslims are only free to do nonsense. Yeah, we have to protect the Sharia, but we have to focus on calling the kuffar to Islam, because definitely this one will go to the fire. So if we focus on them, bring them to Islam, then we have protected the profile. And that is our aim. That's what we are looking for. Also, the disobedience. We don't forgive them. We don't forgive them. Yeah? But they are in hand. They are in our hands. And the disobedient, if the disobedient dies or not, he is upon, he's under the rule of Allah. He's not going to stay in the fire forever. If Allah wills, he punishes him in the fire, and then take him to the Jannah, or if Allah Ta'ala doesn't will, Allah Ta'ala will, and Allah Ta'ala wills, he will forgive him, or not, but he will forgive. Now, يعني هو invited him is somebody who is Muslim as he says, but is committing shirk, and that the Christian who was invited saw this and he did not accept because of this. Who believe in Allah and believe in Him? But this is not Tawheed. They believe but they don't worship, they follow their desire. Okay? And then if this brother invited them and told them that we can't worship the Prophet, so they are not Muslim. No, they are not a Muslim. They are not a Muslim. Because what they did is true. They rejected this because this is similar to Christianity. But he is still kafir. He is still kafir. He didn't accept it, but he is still kafir. No, it's not the Messiah which are not solved. There are Messiah half the need, and there are Messiah, some of the ulama did not find the need, so they need ishtihad. For example, Imam Abu Hanifa. He was before the hadith were connected on books. So many hadith he did not hear, he did not see. He did his best and got an opinion. He had an opinion. Now, this opinion later on we found that it is against what Rasulullah said. Those who come after, if they say to, and if they are told that, look, this is the hadith, and what you do is against it, they say, but Abu Hanifa, then yes, he's a person of bid'ah. Because he's rejecting what Rasulullah is saying. And then he starts telling you, yani what Abu Hanifa didn't know this hadith. Then, yani if Abu Hanifa knew this hadith, why would he oppose it? Was Abu Hanifa a bad man? Who knows the hadith and oppose it? Bad man or good man? Hadith. He's not a good man. Yani how come we think that Abu Hanifa knew hadith, knew the hadith, and but he rejected it? He doesn't want to work as the guidance of hadith. That's what they tell you. You say to them, Akhi, okay, this is the matter, but this is the hadith of Rasulullah. You say, you think that Abu Hanifa didn't know this hadith? yes, I think he didn't know, because I love Abu Hanifa, but you don't like Abu Hanifa. That's why he said that he knew the hadith. He knew the hadith, but he called the people to work against it. Now who's the one who loved Abu Hanifa? Me, or I find excuse for Abu Hanifa, or this guy who says that he's Hanafi, but he says that Abu Hanifa knew, must have knew the hadith, and he intended to oppose it. It's a liar. Abu Hanifa cannot do that. Abu Hanifa is a great imam. You see? Or Shafi'i, or Maliki, or Hanbali, anyone else. After the, yani, we make our main, yani, our main, what do we call that? Our main target, if I would call it, the kafir. Target that in means of killing. Target of fronting the da'wah. Now, the kafir. The second, the innovator. Because kufr is greater than innovator, worse than innovation. Innovation is worse than disobedience. Disobedience is worse than wrongdoing is, but wrongdoing what can I say about what do I mean by wrongdoing is those who do the obligatory worships, but they are lazy in doing the optionals. Why I consider the target? Because we know that doing the optional, the optional after obligatory worships is a matter of increasing iman. And I love for my brother to have high iman. So what I need to do is call him to it. Like Rasulullah sallam did with Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abu Huraira. He told Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira said, Awsani Khalili Bithalat. He said, my Khalil was the Muhammad sallam advised me not to do three things. These three things are optional, not obligatory. To pray witr before I sleep, to pray duha, and to fast 3 days in a month. All of these are optional, not obligatory. Not optional, not obligatory. So now, did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam call Abu Hanifa to do it or not? He did. So we also need to do with the Muslims are like you guys. I encourage you to fast like tomorrow, Thursday. Well, because it increases your iman. And as I said, maybe first or second day I arrived here. And I said that, if it is not going to be a kind of bid'ah, if it is not going to be a bid'ah, type of bid'ah, I would say it is obligatory among the people living in the West to do the optional deeds. Why? Because their iman is being built outside. Their iman is being built outside. You come to the mosque, you pray, you go outside. Lots, thousands, tons of sins in just one one time traveling from one side to the other. But I can't say it is unlimited. I called you as I said before, it was in the beginning, I mentioned them all. And then, and then I thought that the da'wah to be directed to any of these qualities, whether it is a man or a woman. Yani, I don't say, oh, she's a woman, I didn't give my give da'wah to. No, you give da'wah to her, fear Allah. Give da'wah to women, but fear Allah. Because here, a lot of corruption in this field. One, never give da'wah to women. One, give da'wah to women and misuse the woman. Because the woman doesn't know about yani, Islam well. He gives her da'wah and yani, as, I'm sure that this case that I'm going to tell you, you know, like it many. I was told that a brother here, he's not Talib al-Ilm, but he's a Kabul Muslim. He gave ta'wah to a Kabul woman, and then he was sleeping with him. So that I'd sleep with that woman, I wouldn't think that this is, you know, something permissible. So that's wrong. That's wrong, ikhwan. And even some of the people who are involved in the da'wah here, they may give da'wah to either a Kafir woman or a Muslim woman who needs an advisor. And then they go to the, you know, dangerous curves. You know the dangerous curve in driving? That, which is almost 90 degrees. Almost 90 degrees. Which you have to stop or almost stop. Maybe drive 0 miles or just above zero. So you can't tell. Now, these guys, what they do is they give da'wah to a woman, whether Muslim or not Muslim, and sleep with them. Are convinced that her husband is not Muslim anymore, she cannot stay with him. And there is no divorce in here, and no period. So what is it? I can marry you now. So I say da'wah is to be given to men and women, but fear Allah. We have to fear Allah. We don't say, oh, I fear Allah, I will not give da'wah to no woman. La, we have to. But you need to be careful. Shaitan is after you. Shaitan is after you. No. And no, no one guess. What is the yani, relation between your eyes and giving that? And they say yani, the da'wah better to be my eyes because there is eye contact. And they assume that you are blind, there will be no eye contact. You lower your gaze and give da'wah. Not, and I said before, da'wah, as we are also going to see inshallah later, da'wah is not necessarily to be by direct talk. Could be by pamphlets, CDs, tapes, magazines, business cards, whatsoever. I mean, you can direct them. Yesterday I told you about the man who was in the bus, and he saw a young black man, black Christian, carrying the Bible, reading. So he said to him, I have a bit of book for you to read. He said, yeah. He said, okay, next bus station, you come with me, there is a mosque there, I'll give you. He said, yeah. Then he brought him around there in the mosque. Alhamdulillah, we gave him da'wah, he got to become Muslim. Simple. That man now has the reward for it. Because he was the one who gave him the Kaaba, the Kaaba, the Da'wah first. He was the one who gave him the Da'wah first. What I did is only I identified Islam to him. Cementing what is Islam, that's it. Then he liked it and decided to become Muslim. But who brought him to that man? Who maybe has no help? Same thing with the woman. Conditions of giving da'wah. First is basira, as in Surah Yusuf ayah 108. It's in there. I got it when you were the word today. Surah Yusuf ayah 108. What is it? لا what is the ayah? قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. قل هذه سبيلي. قل is a command directed to whom? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isn't it? And to whom? To his ummah, isn't it? Whatsoever command made to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a command to his ummah. قل هذه سبيلي. يعني except what there are something special and personal. قل هذه سبيلي. Say, O Muhammad, this is my way. What way? The way that Allah Ta'ala sent him to fulfill and convey. هذه سبيلي. This is my way. قل هذه سبيلي. أدعو إلى الله. أدعو إلى الله. So whoever wants to be on the سبيل of رسول الله, he must practice دعوة. He must give دعوة. But this دعوة must be, as he said, على بصيرة. أبو النولج. أبو النولج. على بصيرة. ما معناها؟ يعني أنك لا تقوم بالدعوة إلا إذا صرت عالما. تقول لا. يعني you don't give da'wah except when you are alim, great alim, alhamdulillah. We say no. That's not correct. Otherwise, no Islam would be submitted. But to be alim of the issue that you are going to give da'wah to. Not all the alim, but the issue that. And that you don't tour around the world with that issue. Now, if you see anyone who's wrong on your way, you correct him. But you go to the ulama and learn more and more and more. Now, على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. يا شو نسيت؟ أوكي. نعم. So دعوة must be. نعم أخوان. Da'wah must be conducted, must be continued. Right? We must not start da'wah. We must not start da'wah. And da'wah must be abun basira, abun knowledge. We cannot give da'wah if we don't have the knowledge of it. You are somebody who have knowledge about la ilaha illallah. You know the meaning, you know the condition, you know the reference. You give da'wah to it or no? When you give da'wah, they ask you about inheritance. You also speak about, you don't have knowledge. So I'm sorry, I don't know. They ask you about rules of menstruation. They have no knowledge. No guessing. I'm sorry, I don't know. But you continue with that. I told you yesterday that Imam Malik had somebody came from Morocco or Iraq carrying with him questions from the ulama, from the people of that land, to Imam Malik. When he came to Medina, said to Imam Malik, he said, yeah, Imam Malik came with questions from my people. He said, yeah, okay. Malik started mentioning this question, or telling this question. Imam answered only 4 out of 40. The man said, what should I say to the people? What should I tell the people? Hey, go back. He said, tell them, Imam Malik doesn't know. So no shame to say I don't know. But it is big shame and big dangerous when you speak about something you don't know. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَا يَتَلَكَ بِعَلْمِ. So don't follow what you have no knowledge of. Now, the second is wisdom. Second is wisdom. When they call me, Adan? Huh? Did you hear them call me, Adan? Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to call me, Adan. You know. Now it is, quarter to three. Right? Am I right? So Adan is what? Right. 2:30, so we still have 10 minutes. Now, as I said, as in Surah An-Nahl, now Allah Ta'ala said, Yeah, Surah An-Nahl, 125. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالموعظة بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي أحسن. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, invite to Allah to the way of your Lord with wisdom. With wisdom. What is wisdom? ما الحكمة? What is wisdom? This is what I wanted to hear from you now. They didn't take any notes from me. You know, guys, these notes helped me a lot. Because I go back and it's from them. So don't think that you just took something which has no value. It's very great value. And reward. Allah Ta'ala. Right. What is hikmah, ya Abdullah? Allah. Huh? Yeah, tell me. Don't worry, tell me.
I remember seeing a particular narration. I forgot.
No, no, I don't need the revelation. Just tell me your understanding to it. I don't want you to go and tell the people what is hikmah. I want you to know the hikmah and tell people to Islam with hikmah. Yeah, meaning you need to implement it. What it is, so you can do it. Correct way. What's your name? Naeem. Harun. You know Zuhar. So again, what's the name regarding Zahra? In a special way. Will that mean that I have to be aware of the ways of everyone, or I choose? How can I categorize it? I'm a specialist in, let's say, calling on the black people, so I know their or Indian lineage or Asian lineage, or how can I categorize this? Wisdom regarding da'wah is to invite someone, is to invite someone, what is it? How can I know how he understands? To be aware
of the society and the automatic
and the person, and the society and the person. right manners. Okay, sabr. What's that?
Give him attention.
Yani make him concentrate to what you say. Grab his attention. Sorry. What's your name, brother?
Elias.
So, grab his attention. Can we call it tolerance? Yeah, smile. What's your name? One day I was working with the Hayat al-Amr al-Ma'roof in Sawadi, which is the Minas police, and one of our activities, one of our duties is to make sure that people close their shops before Salah 10 minutes. All shops got to be closed, Muslims and Muslims, whoever. And make sure that Muslims go to the mosques and pray in the mosques. And those Christians or non-Muslims must not sit in open. Yeah. So one day we were in the truck patrol the area, investigating the area, when we saw a number of workers who were working in a restaurant, Lebanese, Christian Lebanese, wearing same type of uniform. So the responsible, the manager of us, stopped the vehicle and called him, and he started insulting them, which is bad, and he told him to come and to write. He decided to take them to jail and take against them rulings. So at that time I found a good chance now to give him down. And they were in the back seat, so I turned like this and I started telling them about Isa and Maryam, and they recited the ayat of Surah Al-Imran, and Saint Mariam, and this could do a lot to them. This only could do a lot to them, because they love Isa, they love Mariam, and they expect to hear from you like what Amr bin al-As, when he was still in Kafir, tried to say to convince al-Najashi, and they got to the Sahaba Maghrib to Brazilian, and he told him that they speak end of your Lord. Then Najashi called Ja'far to speak and to review this, but Ja'far did not say other than that he recited the ayat which mentioned Isa. Najashi cried, and all those priests with him cried, and they said that this is only and exactly what Isa alayhi salam came with. So sometimes, as you said, I mean, and as some others said, you need to know how to approach these people, even if it takes you some time. Now let's say I want to make it in zoos. I want to go and give that one Croydon, make it zooms. So I say I want to take this half kilometer by half kilometer here, or half mile by half mile, and I want to put a spot. So this shop, then inside the shop I say this man, let me know about this man. I go there, just buy something like that and try to use some words to know what is he about. Not necessarily a kafir, a Muslim. Let me see if he is Brahmi, Dibandi, Ravadi. What he is. What he is. You know? And by that you can come a little bit. That's a correct question.
Yeah. So if another one makes a point to give Dawah to use the Hikmah, it's not to give Dawah to the revolutions.
Of course. You don't give da'wah for your emotions, but for your understanding and understanding. Sorry, the term is patience, as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Nobody wants to call that. You call it or I call it? Let me call it this time.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
طيب. I will say that patience, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Asr, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق تواصوا بالصبر. Allah Ta'ala in the Surah told us all these things, what? آمنوا, they believe and have the knowledge, because you don't believe everything, have the knowledge, you have to have the knowledge to believe. نعم, وعملوا, and they act upon it, and وتواصوا بالحق, just with this حق, you don't hold it, you don't have the knowledge and believe and act, but you don't spread it, like you have to spread it. نعم, and also what? And be patient, and advise one another to be patient, because without patience you are not going to be a qualified guide, you are not going to be a qualified guide. Now, and also from what the da'i have to be upon is the, as we said before, the good manners and characters. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And he is what? He is the messenger, he is the conveyor of the message, and we are just following him on that, isn't it? As we said in Surah Yusuf, as we said, Allah Ta'ala said what? قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِ, say this is my way. Right. And also الحلم, you have to be able حلم and أنا. What is حلم? As in the hadith of الشجع عبد القيس, the Prophet ﷺ, said to him, إن فيك لخصلتين يحبهم الله, الحلم والأنا. You have two manners that Allah Ta'ala loves, tolerance and Ana means quite like patience, but it is not regarding, it's regarding making decision. It means that tolerance, you know, when someone abuse you, you should have tolerance, meaning you don't immediately react to it. Now Ana is if you want to make a decision, You wait. You don't go just like that and make. Sometimes you are angry, sometimes you are like this, sometimes you are of knowing, sometimes. So you don't make a decision. Because the word, once the word comes out of your mouth, they say in Arabic, Al kalimatu anta tamlikuha fa idha kharajat malakat. The word, you are the owner of it. But once it comes out of your mouth, it owns you. It owns you. You own it. You know, you understand that? Means you are going to be careful for it now. Yeah? That's why you need to be careful. So you have to have tolerance, and I would call it patience, I don't know what to. But patience is more than, patience can be tolerance and hilm and so on. Patience is more right. Yeah? And also you have to have patience in giving da'wah and mixing with people. Someone make you hear something bad, or someone may do something. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. And na'mah one either and with softness. As Allah, as the Prophet said in the hadith of Aisha, in Sahih Muslim, ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زاره ولا نزع من شيء إلا شانه. She said that the Prophet said, softness never found in something except in a matter of siddha, it beautifies. And never, it is taken from a matter of siddha, it makes it ugly. Yeah? And also, she said, يعني أرسل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله رفيق, إن الله رفيق يحب الرفقة, ويعطي على رزق ما لا يعطي على ما سواه. Then Allah is soft, or we call it softness or gentleness. Let's call it gentleness. Huh? It's the same meaning. And Allah Ta'ala is, yani, is soft with his human, with his creation. And otherwise, he would have destroyed them for their sins. And he loves softness and gentleness. And he gives a reward, as a reward for gentleness more than what he gives to any other character. More than what he gives to any other character. And also from the manner that the character that the da'i need to be upon is said the good characters and manners, tolerance and patience, gentleness, as-sidq, honesty. Honesty, you got to be honest. You got to be honest. Al-wafa' bil-ahd. Wassalam. And to fulfill your promise of fulfillment to your covenant. You do your covenant. Yeah? وإن شاء الله تعالى نكمل بعد الصلاة قليلا ثم ننطلق إلى درس التحاوي إن شاء الله. After صلاة العصر we go a little on the da'wah workshop and then إن شاء الله take a short break and then go on التحاوي إن شاء الله. الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.